Florida produces the nation's winter tomato supply, and IFAS has been very much involved most of the entire time of tomato production in Florida in trying to save farmers money, in reducing the farming impacts, just across the board in the total production of tomatoes. And we have another great example now at our Southwest Florida Research and Education Center in Immokalee. We have a professor there who is in the Agricultural and Biological Engineering Department, and he's come up with an innovation that could save vegetable farmers, especially tomato farmers, millions of dollars a year. I'm talking about Dr. Sanjay Shukla. His idea is raised beds, nothing new in raised beds, but instead of planting crops on the standard raised bed, which is approximately 6 to 8 inches high, and they're about 3 feet across, Sanjay has been planting them 10 inches to a foot high, but only 1.5 to 2 feet across. And what he's learned from his research is that the taller, narrower beds reduce the need for fumigants, which is an expensive cost to the farmer. And Sanjay found he could also get the same yield with just using one drip tape instead of the usual two drip tapes that are now used. So it's a big success in the trials in the fields of tomato, and also with peppers. It's working as well for pepper growers. You can fit more rows in a field, you can reduce the amount of plastic needed to cover the beds and save on the cost of disposing of the plastic. So overall, Sanjay estimates a grower could save as much as $200 an acre just by making this simple change to the beds. And that adds up to big money pretty quickly in a state with the kind of vegetable acreage we have in Florida. So I'm very proud of Shukla's work, and we see it as a great example of how solid science continually improves Florida agriculture.